back today.
Take control of these airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you. They are completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content that we have on our site. Whatever it is you see on the front page would not be there if it weren't for listeners like you taking your time, just a little bit of it, and submitting what you find online that you think is interesting. So, you know, it could be something funny, it could be something outrageous, news item, blog post, video, whatever URL, you put it into our show prep submission form at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, and it awaits votes. If it gets enough votes, makes it to the front page of the site, where more people see it, including the hosts of the show. So go to freetalklive.com. Coming up, one guy at Forbes magazine says he's got four reasons why you shouldn't buy bitcoins. We'll see what he has to say here about that in a moment. But we've been talking about some marijuana-related stories. One of them was from Florida. For those of you just tuning in, great news out of Parrish, Florida. Prosecutors have decided to not move forward with charges against a male and a female.
Kathy and Robert Jordan. And Kathy is actually the person who has the medical marijuana bill in Florida named after her.
Right. So there was that news because the state's backed down. The dude refused to take the plea deal. They offered him a plea deal. He refused to take it. The state blinked, and they decided they weren't going to go forward with it. Probably because the media was paying attention and kind of put the state in a place where they looked really bad. Normally, they probably would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling reporters. So the other story is Kansas, where a couple of former CIA agents have been arrested for cultivating marijuana or something. I don't know what the charges were, but the cops thought they were cultivating marijuana.
Yeah, their house was raided because the cops thought that they were growing marijuana. And
turns out not so much.
Right. And the funny thing about this case is that the raid happened on April 20th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So the story continues. It says April 20th long has been used by marijuana enthusiasts to celebrate the illegal drug, and more recently by law enforcement officers for raids and crackdowns. But the Hart's attorney, Cheryl Pilate, said she suspects the couple's 1,800-square-foot split level was targeted because they had bought hydroponic equipment to grow a small number of tomato and squash plants in their basement.
So the cops were monitoring a store, and I'm going to guess staking out the parking lot, because odds are good the store's not turning over customers' private information.
Right.
I would hope if there's a hydroponics store that they're not making a habit of handing over customer information to the police when they come and ask for it.
One would hope.
But the cops could certainly sit and watch a parking lot and run license tag, you know, run the tag numbers of everybody who drives out of there with a box that they've come out of there with.
The lawsuit reads in part, with little or no evidence of any illegal activity, law enforcement officers make the assumption that shoppers at the store are potential marijuana growers, even though the stores are most commonly frequented by backyard gardeners who grow organically or start seedlings indoors.
Yep.
And Adlin Hart told someone in an interview on Friday, if this can happen to us and we are educated and have reasonable resources, how does somebody who maybe hasn't led a perfect life supposed to be free in this country?
Yeah, and this could happen to you. And that's, I think that's the most relevant point about this story is that, look, this happened to former CIA agents. I mean, there's no protection, even if you're in the government, because they say once you're in the CIA, you're always in the CIA.
Right.
But, you know, once you're in the government, you would think that you'd be part of the gang, and so therefore you'd be a little bit safer from these sorts of government, you know, raids. But no, not at all.
And Robert Hart told the Associated Press, it was just like the Cops TV show. It was like Zero Dark 30. They were ready to storm the compound.
That's scary, man.
And Ian, take a wild guess what law enforcement found once inside the Hart's house.
Some lights and tomato plants.
how many plants?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not a gardener, so I don't know how many plants can be grown in a small area. I'm going to guess under 20.
They had 6 plants total. 3 tomato, 1 melon, and 2 butternut squash.
Did they pull them up and destroy them, or just to make sure they weren't cannabis?
I don't know. It's a 2-page article.
Yeah.
So just scrolling through to get the pertinent information.
I don't know if they did or not. But
says that their light bill did not go up drastically, because normally if people are growing marijuana inside, they get the lights that are really expensive to use.
Yeah.
So the light bill goes up drastically, which is one thing that law enforcement will look at is, let's see who's got really high light bills.
Yeah, I knew somebody who was growing with fluorescent lights, so it is possible to grow marijuana without using those really hot, intense, heat-producing and heavy electricity-using lights.
Right.
I know that's possible. And I wonder, in this case, the cops, it sounds like they basically raided these people's home, this home, simply because they went to the hydroponic store.
Said that the Harts were told they had been under surveillance for months, but
right.
The couple know of no basis for conducting such surveillance, nor do they believe such surveillance would have produced any facts supporting the issuance of a search warrant.
Right, because they weren't charged with anything, were they?
No.
So what were they exactly looking at for months?
Buying stuff from this gardening store, and we know that some of the same stuff that you buy is bought by people that do things that we don't like.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that they would have spent that much time doing research into this. We know from having many stories like this over the years, not all involving CIA agents, but of people being raided and houses and homes and all that being searched and cars. That people are frequently raided based on anonymous tips.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the Barry Cooper case in Texas where a former law enforcement officer, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, set up a reverse sting, which has a lot of the same, trappings here, except they did this on purpose. They went and they got some, supplies for growing, and they were growing Christmas trees underneath these, lights. And they sent an anonymous tip, a letter to the police department saying that they knew there was a marijuana grow operation going on at this location, at this address. And the cops came in and raided the place.
Over some Christmas trees.
Right. Well, they didn't know what was in there, but they thought it was marijuana. They got an anonymous tip, and apparently that was enough for them. They came right in. So I don't believe that they spent months surveilling this place. And if they did, it just goes to show how ridiculous this war on drugs is and how insanely expensive. Because what does a month of surveillance cost? What does more than 1 month of surveillance cost? Because you're talking about a significant amount of someone's time. I mean,
right.
If you've got dudes out there watching for several hours a day to see what sort of activities are going on at a location, that's a lot of man hours you could be spending on something else. So there's significant cost there. There's cost to the community, and that those are cops that can't actually be investigating real crimes with real victims.
And we know what some of the surveillance costs here in Keene. Because one of the, what was it, the former police chief or captain who is now being paid as a contractor to go watch the Robin Hooders.
That's right.
Is getting paid $25 an hour.
As I understand it. That's what the city's human resources department told me.
Yeah, so just figure that they're paying the same thing to somebody in Kansas to basically stake out this
a marijuana
store.
Grow operation.
Like you said earlier, they're watching for repeat customers at this store.
We know they're staking out the store. I thought you said they were also staking out the home.
No, it just said that the family had been part of a surveillance for several months.
That sounds to me like they're staking out the home.
It could be anything from staking out the home to
the
we saw you repeatedly at this store.
Mm.
It doesn't really give details of what the surveillance was.
855 450 free. There's no shortage of stories where people are having their rights trampled all in the name of this ridiculous war on drugs. You know, before the war on terrorism, it was the war on drugs that was the big culprit for destroying your liberties. 855 450 free is the toll-free number. And as long as you are willing to stand along the sidelines and do nothing as your friends and neighbors and coworkers and family members are arrested and harassed by the police over drugs, then nothing will get done as far as changing this. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
By the way, some of the features on our website include our live streams, where you can listen in and enjoy for free at listen.freetalklive.com. Now then, shinybadges.com. You need to know about shiny badges because they are not just shiny, but they're also spiffy and awesome. Davi Barker is the guy who wrote the book that you're selling at fpp.cc, the most
voluntary
recent book.
Voluntary Islam.
You're selling several books, but the most recent release, Voluntary Islam, which is excellent. As you might have guessed, he is the Muslim agorist, and he's also apparently a button designer. I don't know how he does it, but they are beautiful.
Yes, they
beautiful
are.
Beautiful buttons. You can get, they went viral at the Liberty Forum with people like Jeffrey Tucker and Derek Jay purchasing some. Many Bitcoin guys were buying the Bitcoin ones he's got. He's got various different types. He's got even Shire Society buttons, but the Bitcoin buttons are the big sellers, from what I understand, over at shinybadges.com. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. Shinybadges.com.
Now, have you seen the newest shiny badge that he just ordered?
Maybe not.
It looks like a police badge.
Oh.
And it says, shiny badges do not grant extra rights.
That's cute.
With the cop block logo in the middle.
I have definitely not seen that. So go and check them out for yourself. Shinybadges.com. They look sharp. We're going to go to the phones here, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. John is on the amp lines in Washington. Hello, John.
How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to bring up a story that I recently read, and let's see here. It's pretty much some police dogs are going to be out of work here in Washington because of our new legalization. And
really?
They can pretty much no longer provide probable cause that the subject is engaged in criminal activity. So they pretty much got to retrain all their police dogs, which there's no actual way to retrain a dog from to not be able to sniff marijuana anymore. So, yeah, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, and I have another story.
Now, that's interesting to me because I guess I was under the impression that the police dogs were able to smell other drugs. Is that not the case?
I'm sure it is, but it's really, I imagine it's way too hard to untrain dogs to smell one particular narcotic.
So that makes sense. So I guess the idea is if you get pulled over, they bring out a drug dog, and the dog alights on the car. If you've got some pot in there, that would be the reason why the dog lit on the car, but you might also have a bag of cocaine or something like that.
But you are not required to incriminate yourself, so all you have to say, nope, just some pot.
Yeah, so that I could see how that could create an interesting legal situation for them.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22 type of situation. Like, who knows how it's going to end up. But, just the police dogs are kind of my idea is they're probably going to get phased out, or in new dogs are going to have to pick up the slack there. So who knows what's going to happen in that. And I just want to bring up another story before you guys can talk about it or whatever if you want. But,
go for it.
It's out of Britain, and it's Brits mail out 210,000 marijuana scratch and sniff cards. So pretty much Crime Stoppers is the charity running the campaign, and there's only 15% rise in the number of cannabis farms found in between 2011 and 2012, reports BBC. And evidently that wasn't enough increase, so they went on a campaign mailing out 210,000 marijuana scratch and sniff cards. So, and this isn't just marijuana.
What? Well, hold on. What's the point of these scratch and sniff cards? Is it to simply let people know what marijuana smells like so they can snitch out their neighbors? I'm confused.
Yes and no. It's not the smoked marijuana when people are smoking it. It's the actual growing marijuana or pre-smoked marijuana.
The plant, right. So the idea would be to inform people what marijuana smells like when it's a plant, and therefore they could then know and use that information to snitch on their neighbors to collect a reward or something? Is that the motivation?
That's my understanding.
That's crazy.
Because a lot of people know what smoked marijuana smells like, and then when they a lot, I would say more people don't know exactly what growing or, you know, bagged marijuana smells like. But they smell it more anyway. So that's, I think that's just kind of out of control. So wow. I want to hear your thoughts on both those stories that I had recently read.
Very good, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I actually pulled up the article here on this. Scratch and sniff cards from NPR. For many years across the world, the extraordinarily powerful noses of dogs have been successfully used to help detect crime. Now in Britain, moves are underway to recruit humans to perform the same subtle work. Police are encouraging the British to step out of their homes, raise their nostrils aloft, and see if they catch a whiff of wrongdoing wafting from the next-door neighbors. Visitors to these crowded islands are often charmed by the small red brick terraced houses that are in every town and city, but law enforcement agencies here say the attics and back rooms of some of these homes conceal illegal urban micro-farms in which criminal gangs are cultivating marijuana for commercial sale. And people who are sick. They want the British public to sniff these out. To perform this task, humans, like dogs, first need a little training. So a crime-fighting charity called Crime Stoppers and police are sending out this week, and this was a couple weeks ago, they're sending out these 200,000 scratch-and-sniff cards to households across the country. They want to educate the national nose. The British generally need little assistance detecting the presence of a smoldering joint. Millions of them use or have used marijuana. They know very well what it smells like once alight. These scratch cards are intended to teach them how to recognize living cannabis plants. Scratch, sniff, and there it is, the strong, sweet smell of cannabis while it's actually growing. We're distributing scratch and sniff cards because not many people know how to recognize the signs of cannabis cultivation happening in their neighborhood, says Roger Critchell, Crime Stoppers Director of Operations. He adds that many are also not familiar with the established links between this crime and serious organized crime.
You mean, like, the cops?
It's because it's a ridiculous claim. Look, it's certainly true that there are organized crime syndicates that are involved in high-level distribution of marijuana. No doubt about it. But I think that most people, and what he's reaching at here is that they're not familiar with those links between this crime and serious organized crime. He puts it in that way because most people know that their friends and their family members who smoke cannabis are not serious criminals. And so, yeah. You know, they realize that by snitching them out, they're not hurting the cartels. They're hurting their friends.
Well, I remember seeing a thing. I think it was put out by the Ad Council or some other nanny state group a few years ago where it was basically saying, if you use illegal drugs, you're supporting the terrorists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that's the case in a lot of cases. A lot of cases you're supporting local growers or growers somewhere in this country or, you know,
using cocaine or opium, then, yeah, you're supporting the terrorists because
probably.
The CIA is the one that's importing all of that, and they're the terrorists.
Oh, by the way, my suspicions were correct. The incentive for the informants, if there's an arrest, $1,500.
Dollars or
it
pounds?
It says it's dollars. It's NPR, so they've translated it, I think, to dollars. So $1,500 if you snitch out your neighbor for growing a little bit of pot, for growing a plant. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 855-450-FREE bitcoins. We got something to say about those on the way here. I'd like to share an article from a critic, because I think it's important to not just have the cheer squad on Free Talk Live, but to hear what is the other side saying. What are the critics, the skeptics, saying about Bitcoin? And Forbes has a pretty seriously critical article about the four things or the four reasons you shouldn't buy bitcoins. However, if you're like me and you've determined that the bitcoins are useful and valuable, then you are ready to get yourself some. BitInstant is probably the fastest and the easiest way to acquire your bitcoins. BitInstant.com, they can hook you up via a million real-life locations. You go to CVS or Walmart or Shaw's or any other MoneyGram location. You use their MoneyGram phone or fill out the form, whatever. There's different locations have different processes. But you do the MoneyGram thing. You send the money, the cash that you have, through MoneyGram. It goes to a company called ZipZap. They route it over to BitInstant. There's a few fees involved because you're transferring, you know, one currency to another. But usually within hours, sometimes within minutes, you'll have your bitcoins in your wallet. So once again, go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy. Again, BitInstant.com. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Also, we're on Skype. The username there for you to connect to is lrn.fm. In studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phone. Sean is in Massachusetts. You can bring up anything you want. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello. How can I get rid of the... How can I help grow the Libertarian Party?
Are you involved in the Libertarian Party?
I'm uninvolved, but I'd like to help grow it.
Okay. Well, I would say that it's mostly a pointless task in most places. But, Daryl, I think that you are probably a little bit more interested in the Libertarian Party than
I am. I first joined the LP in 1999. I've been a life member since 08.
I joined in 2000 and resigned my life membership in 08.
Well, so we sort of canceled one another out
yeah.
there. But, no, I believe that
I think they already spent my $100 or whatever it was, or $1,000. It was $1,000 when I
actually got subsidized life membership for $100.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't really know how it happened, but I took advantage of it.
So I'm pretty sure that they already spent my money, so I don't think we canceled each other out. As far as the numbers, I guess. Of
right, numbers-wise, we canceled one another out. But I believe that there needs to be as many parties on the ballot as people want, so I fully support getting libertarians on the ballot as libertarians. I do not advocate libertarians joining the fascist war party that is the Republicans, nor do I advocate them joining the fascist war party that is the Democrats. So depending on what state you're in depends on how to get libertarians on the ballot. The best thing to do would be to go to lp.org and then look under state parties and find the contact person for the state that you're in.
Does that help you?
Yeah.
John? So that's the first thing, is to actually get involved, you know, number one, to actually get out there and meet these people and see how they can already use your assistance and then offer your assistance and let them know what you're good at doing. Maybe you're good with website stuff or behind the scenes, or maybe you've got an itching to get out and, you know, wave some signs on the side of the road or something like that. And I hope that helps out. And there are divisions of the Libertarian Party in all states.
So if you're in a larger city, then there's probably a local city or county affiliate of the LP that would most likely have monthly meetings. And I will agree with you, Ian, that the monthly meetings are a waste of time, because it's a bunch of people sitting around discussing, well, I think we need to change the bylaws to say this.
Well, I mean, in theory, they don't have to be a waste of time. They could be planning activism rather
right.
than complaining.
But most of the time, it's just a group of people sitting around and griping and complaining and not actually doing anything of importance.
You know, Sean, if you want to really have an impact with your activism, whether it's with the Libertarian Party or not, I'd recommend looking into the Free State Project. Have you heard about that before? So check that out when you get a chance, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And get excited. He didn't sound excited. He sounded like he was falling asleep. You know, if you're excited about the ideas of liberty, that's going to translate into your activism. If it's like pulling teeth, if it's boring, if it's, you know, not interesting to you, do everybody a favor and just stay home. Because, you know, bringing somebody to the table who's not actually really jazzed up about these ideas and getting them out there, I think, would be counterproductive.
Yeah, I totally agree. And at least know something about whatever it is that you're out protesting or doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing worse than being at, you know, any kind of protest or gathering, and then passersby asking somebody, so what's going on? And they happen to get somebody that has no clue why they're actually there. And they're like, well, we're here because, you know, the thing and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, nothing's worse than somebody saying they're at a political event because someone paid them to be there.
Yeah.
Now, that,
or my friend invited me and I really like my friend, so I showed up.
But usually there aren't any real activisms that the Libertarian Party are taking part in that are really worth talking about typically. Every now and then they'll pop up on the radar, but typically the libertarians busy themselves with running political campaigns that have little or no impact whatsoever in the area around them. I was talking earlier about Florida, which is where I'm from, and I got involved in the Sarasota Libertarians down there in the year 2000. Actually, when I got involved, it was the Harry Brown campaign. Harry Brown was their libertarian presidential candidate for the year 2000, and in my opinion, the best one that I've ever known about. He, you know, his campaign, I guess, galvanized the activists in the area. There had been a Libertarian Party in the early 90s. It had died off. It was completely dead until, like, probably died off after 1996, their last presidential campaign. And then in the 2000 campaign, there was stirrings, and people got interested again. So we reformed the party.
Surprised it died off after 96, because Brown was the presidential candidate in 96 as well.
I don't know when it died off. I'm speculating. It would make the most sense to have died off after 1996. You know, well, that's it. You're not going to be nothing else going on for 4 years, so people
there's
lost interest.
Congressional elections every two, and then there's city elections on the odd years.
I don't know, Daryl. Like I said, I'm totally speculating. Maybe it was the mid-90s. Maybe
right. I don't understand the people's thoughts of, oh, well, the presidential election's over. There's nothing to do for 4 years. There's a lot of stuff to do during that four-year period.
I get where you're coming from, but you know, people get burnt out on activism and they fall away from it. That's just what happens. You know, people put all their hopes into this one election. We've got the great candidate.
This is the most important election ever.
And you saw the same thing with Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012. People get jazzed up. They're new to the ideas of liberty. Liberty's great. Look at this. We've got a candidate who's talking about liberty. Let's get behind him. Let's put money behind him. Time, money and time. And then it all fizzles with 3% of the vote or less, with the typical for a libertarian candidate. And then they look at those vote totals and they say to themselves, why did I bother? And they'll give up completely.
Yeah.
And so that's what had happened. People had given up on the Libertarian Party. We reformed it in the year 2000.
The county party, that is.
Yeah, that's right, Sarasota County. And I don't think there was ever a city party.
Right, no, I just didn't want people to think that the state party had to reform.
No. Yeah, the county party. And so I proceeded to lead a lot of the activism that that happened there, including many outreach booths to various public events, which always...
What they call the Operation Politically Homeless.
Which is what actually the Libertarian Party did not come up with that. That's the Advocates for Self-Government who created that. It's great outreach. Whether you're a Libertarian Party person or you're just a Liberty person, the Operation Politically Homeless is a great outreach booth. So we did a lot of that stuff. I mean, and I loved to do the outreach. It was really good for me because it helped me kind of become more extroverted. You really have to be able to reach out to people if you're running an outreach booth. Otherwise, everybody just walks past you. If you're at the county fair, nobody pays any attention to you unless you say something to them to get their attention. So I became very good at that. It wasn't a total waste for me because I got my activist feet wet, but it was a waste for the Libertarian Party because, like I said, they're doing as bad as they've ever done. More coming up.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping. Plus, a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. They are completely free. That's freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that the website's free, maybe you want to throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. Well, also, we now have the ability to take Litecoins. Litecoins are very similar to Bitcoin, except a little bit different. They clear a little bit faster and are not worth nearly as much. They're worth about 3% of a Bitcoin as of the last time I looked. And BTC-E.com has current prices. Yeah, $3.87 is what they're worth, or about 3.2% of a Bitcoin. So it's a little easier to give a whole Litecoin to somebody than it is to give a Bitcoin to somebody. So we've set up a Litecoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can get more information about Bitcoins there. You know, what are they? Learn more at weusecoins.org and how to get Bitcoins, and also a little bit about Litecoins and how to get them too. And then the necessary addresses to the wallets if you'd like to send something our way. And thanks to the first person who sent us Litecoins. They sent 10 of them. So, gosh, thanks.
Nice.
Thanks so much. Because normally with Bitcoins, we're getting like 0.001. So it's nice to see a nice number like 10 come in. And
well,
I appreciate
remember,
that.
It was about a year ago when Bitcoins were hovering around the $4 or $5 mark.
Yep, that's right. In fact, we were talking about that today with Angel Clark, who is one of the show hosts on LRN.fm. She got one of those Bitcoin, the physical Bitcoins that we were just handing out a year ago. I mean, I had these things, and we were giving them away thanks to one of our sponsors. and just, you know, giving them away to people. Co-hosts were getting a few of them and everything, and they were worth $2 or $3 at the time. And now one of those things is selling on eBay for $500, and there are 4 days left in the auction. Angel tells me that one of them sold for $1,000 recently on eBay.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's just a physical Bitcoin. It does have a minor spelling error on it, but all of the ones that were minted in 2011 have this spelling error on it. So there's something like 11,000 of these things in circulation out there, as I understand it. And every single one of those things is the exact same. So if you got one of these physical Bitcoins in that was minted in 2011, odds are good you could turn around and sell that this week on eBay for $1,000. It's even hard to fathom the amount of money that is. So if you've got an extra Bitcoin or a few Litecoins you want to send our way, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and I certainly would appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us because we do accept a lot of listener support on this program. We've got some great advertisers, and we've also got great listeners. So thank you again for everybody that supports the show. Also, of course, there's the AMP program. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So we were talking about the Libertarian Party. We had a caller ask how he could help out with the Libertarian Party, and for me, this was my first entry and my first foray into the world of activism as a young adult. Now, when did you say you got involved, Daryl?
I first joined in 1999.
And so you and I were, you're a couple years older than me, right?
Yeah.
And so how old were you at the time?
Was 21.
About 21. And what got you excited about it?
Well, I first heard about the Libertarian Party from someone who now I would not even think to listen to on the radio, Neil Bortz, who at the time actually was a libertarian.
Because we didn't know he was a warmonger, I guess, at that time. Or did he become a warmonger later?
He became a warmonger.
Really?
Yeah, because at the time, 99, remember, Clinton was still in office, and Clinton was...
So that it was okay to be against the bombings if you're...
Right. You know, maybe he was only against the bombings because it was not his preferred sort of tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing traffic reports in Birmingham for a couple different stations, and one of the stations that I was doing the traffic reports for carried Neil Bortz. I'd listened to his show in between reports.
Yep.
So I found out about the LP, took their world's smallest political quiz, and was like, oh, well, you know, let me learn more about this party. Because I came in at, I think it was like 8,100. So right on that conservative libertarian line.
Yep. 100-100 is a perfect score.
Right. And that's where I am now.
Yep. Me too.
So found out about the party, first joined, moved to Pennsylvania several months later, and there wasn't really a lot going on either in Birmingham where I was or in Pennsylvania, but... I actually became somewhat active with the Pennsylvania LP in about 03, 04, and because I was one of the few people that was active, I was asked to be the state treasurer candidate in 04.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the state treasurer candidate for the LP, wound up pulling in about 1.2% of the vote with absolutely no campaigning at all.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's about typical for a libertarian. If you campaigned really hard, you might have gotten 1.5%.
Yeah, there was actually one of the candidates, I forget which office it was, that got over 2%. So that gave the party minor party status, which just means that we will now put your party on the voter registration form.
How about that?
But you still have to petition and gather 50,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
Wow.
But
for a statewide race?
That's to get the party on the ballot statewide.
The whole party, okay, got it.
But to get a single person on the ballot statewide would take the same number of signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So they just do the party ballot because it makes sense.
Yep.
So then, you know, the party wound up losing ballot status because the signature requirement was just too high.
Mm.
But the Pennsylvania LP, they did wind up getting back on the ballot in 2012 after being off for several elections. But
that's how it goes, man, with these third parties. Is
yeah.
The interest kind of ebbs and flows. People come in, they go out,
and one of the reasons...
They never get traction, ever.
In some states, they do.
Really?
In some states.
How?
Well, by maintaining ballot access, which is possible in some states.
Are those candidates getting over 4% of the vote?
The U.S. House candidate in Montana received 6% of the vote last election. Both of the congressional candidates here in New Hampshire received over 5%.
And we don't actually have any kind of ballot status here.
Right, that ballot status was lost because the gubernatorial candidate didn't get over 3% or over 4%.
Because New Hampshire is not exactly friendly to third parties.
Right, and New Hampshire requires that the gubernatorial or U.S. Senate candidate must get over 4% of the vote. It doesn't matter that both of the congressional candidates got over 5%.
Yeah.
It only matters what the governor or the senator.
Yeah, yes. It's ridiculous. Maybe we'll see a change of that at some point as more activists
get here. Yeah, I've been lobbying, and I've got several state reps that seem open to the idea
of putting some
ballot access reform.
Okay, good.
So the session just ended or is coming to a close. I'm not really entirely positive. But, yeah, coming up in the fall, I'll be lobbying for some sort of bill to be pre-filed.
So I can hear the objections already. I mean, people out there listening, they're saying, well, you guys are talking about the Free State Project as this great destination for liberty-minded folks. Why should we go there? It sounds like the libertarians are having a tough time.
Yeah, well, the Libertarian Party is having a tough time. And believe it or not, most of the objections that I get from state reps that I talk to about ballot access reform, most of the objections I get are from Free State Project participants that say, just join the Republican Party like I did.
Or the Democrats. Some of them have joined as Democrats.
Right. Well, most of the ones that I talk to tell me to join the Republic. There's like two that are running as Democrats.
You can't blame them for that, Daryl, because they are actually getting elected as Democrats and Republicans
here.
Right,
but when asked the question, do you support ballot access reform? The correct response isn't join the Republican Party. The correct answer is either yes or no.
Now, the correct answer is yes, because that would give voters more choice in an election, and it's a no-brainer. So I hope that you can have some success with that. And like I said, I'm willing to help out. I think it's a good idea. I don't support the National LP, but I did join the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. So I actually had not been in the Libertarian Party for several years, for like 5 years almost. And then I did join in 2012, I think, with you.
Yeah, last year
at their
convention in June
that they had. And I made it specific that I was only joining the local LP and I was not joining the national one because I'm still in protest of the national party because I believe that they have lost their way as the so-called party of principle. They have a statement that people are supposed to sign when they join that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And I signed that. I thought it meant something. But apparently a bunch of the people who joined LP didn't think it meant anything. And
a lot of state affiliates don't require people to sign that now.
That's even more sad. So I think that that's an important thing. And apparently a lot of people in the party don't agree. And they've watered down the party. And they've turned it into a shadow of its former self. And I won't be associated with it. We're coming up, 855-453. Hour 3's next.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.